Blog Talk Radio.
Big Red. Uh-oh. I think we're having technical difficulties tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Red. Yeah, hello. Hello.
Red. Yeah, what's good?
Earth the Red.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now you here. What are you playing with the phone?
Yeah, I was here. I'm saying
you
hello.
Here.
Hello.
Listen,
I know where I was. Look,
you,
I know where I was.
I ain't hear nothing. What up, everybody? What's going on? Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? Weather's good. How y'all doing? How you doing, Red?
The weather is not good.
Doing?
The weather's not good. I'm miserable. No.
Why? Because it's not freezing?
Because it needs to be winter. That's what this is for. Where's winter? What happened?
It's cool outside now.
It's what?
It's cool outside now.
Man, winter needs to come back.
You cutting off back and forth. I don't know why, but you're cutting off. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Very low. Sorry, everybody, but Big Red is experiencing some technical difficulties at the moment. Please stand by.
Listen, I'm trying to work this out with earphones and earplugs and everything else. I'm on the phone. I'm saying hello. I'm saying this.
I don't think it's working for you. I don't think the headphones are working for you. I don't know.
I'm worried the weather.
I don't know because you're beefing about the weather. That's why it's a problem.
That's right. I'm blaming. That's right because it's not supposed to be this warm. Like that groundhog. I put a meme. You know, the meme on Facebook. You know, the groundhog. Yeah. You know what? We had to whip his behind because we had to beat him because, you know what? Nah, man.
I'm blaming on the damn groundhog. I don't believe that. I don't believe none of that. They just trying to.
I believe it. Look, I believe it.
Like,
I'm the bad man.
Yeah, leave that animal alone.
You can blame the aliens?
Yeah, that's a leave that animal alone. Leave him alone. But before we get into this show once again, Big Red Brother B here with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What up? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And yes, we are on Facebook. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL on Facebook. So before we get underway, because got a little hour show tonight. I made a mistake and put it out longer, but yeah, it's only for an hour. I want to quickly address this whole terrorist attack thing in New Zealand where 49 people lost their lives because some crazed Neanderthal felt that his race is superior. So you just go shoot up some mosques. And what I find so interesting is how these cowards, these Neanderthal cowards, they pick these spots like churches where people, this is what trips me out, Red, is when people want to talk about Christianity or people want to talk about religion in general. How could you believe in God and have such hate in your heart? That's not what religion or God teaches. That's not what it's about. How could you call yourself a God-fearing person, but yet you feel that your color or who you are or your status makes you superior? When we all bleed the same blood, and 49 people bled and died. Because, once again, some Neanderthal bastard thought that he was better. And for all those who like to talk shit about Obama and the 8 years he was in office, listen, shit was popping off, but I don't know, Red, is it me or does it seem like shit is extra right now? And it's only been 2 years. Is it me?
I think it was extra.
Huh?
I think it was extra even when Obama was in office. It felt extra to me.
Yeah, but how it feel now?
I think it's even more. It's
on.
Like, yeah, and it's, I think it's going on a little bit too often. But you know what? I think also society and the media plays a lot of part in that. It's like, once again, it's just like trying to spark fear in society. Like, once again, it's always something that they put out, and especially because everybody's on social media, and, you know, you got 24-hour news channels and everything else. It's like, let's put something out there to spark fear in society. So this way we can have tougher gun laws. We can say, oh, well, this is why we need tougher gun laws. Look what happened here. Or this is why we need to build that wall, because look what they're doing. You understand what I'm saying? It seems like they always put something out there to spark fear in people. I'm not saying that these things are supposed to happen, but they're putting, it's just like you said, it's happening too often. And then when it happens, it's like every time you turn around, oh, terrorist attack, this happened. And guess what? Everybody's pointing the finger at one another. We know who it is that's doing it, but it's like, you know what? That's why we got to build this wall. That's why we got to have tougher gun laws. This is why we got to do this, and this is why we got to do that.
But, I mean, now, this whole thing, who is this by? This is by the Neanderthal. This wasn't no Arab, Indian. This wasn't no black person.
But then guess what?
I mean, no Negro or nothing.
Like, But guess what they will say?
Oh, he's going to
say
stuff.
When the Neanderthal does it, then it's like, oh, it was the video game. Oh, well, he had a hard upbringing. Oh, it's society. Look what they're putting out there in society, and he's mad with the world because this happened. So it's like it's always something. It's always now it's society's fault that is the reason why that person is doing what they're doing.
Or maybe it's because maybe he was listening to a Lil Wayne song. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, blame
yeah,
it on something.
That's
blame
exactly
it on
that's what I'm saying. So,
yeah,
so once they put that out there, then guess what? Oh, now that's just why we need to get rid of these rappers, and these rappers are bad because you know what? This is what they're causing.
Yeah,
they're causing these young men to go out, these Caucasus Mountain people to go out and kill everybody.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's been
exactly.
listening to this song.
Yep.
That's what.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody ever wants to take responsibility for their own actions and point the finger at somebody else.
The Neanderthals never do. You know, the good white people, yeah, but the Neanderthals never do. I don't know, but I listen, from the menu to all the way across to New Zealand, man, you know, our condolences, you know, prayers with you, families. Like I said, I mean, 49 people, 49 lives, man. 49 lives because you got a problem with somebody's color. sometimes, man, this is, and once again, this is why I don't rock with the news. I don't rock with this stuff. There's always something depressing on, man. Always. Every time you turn around, something depressing, man. Unbelievable.
Like a couple of years ago, it wasn't so bad. I mean, the news was just was whatever what it is, but you know, now it's just even worse. Now it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's just tell you what, society is in a sad state of affairs, man. But, you know, like I said, you know, right now, I guess it's going to be what it is. Neanderthals
mm-hmm.
win. He won, you know, humanity zero. It's sad. But anyway, on to our topic. Once again, it's the menu, Big Red Brother B. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Yeah, this car scandal.
speaking of Neanderthals.
Yo, it seems like, yo, every time you turn around, they just doing shit. They just really, mm-hmm. and they just turn around. You shooting people, you're bribing to get in school, you tiki torches. They just getting into all types of shit right now. Wow. They extra. School scandal, college scandal.
You're like, oh, you want to get into college scandal, huh?
Yeah. You want to set this off, Red? You want to set it off? Set it off.
Yeah, I'll set it off.
Yeah, set it off.
I was reading up on it. You know, not a little, but I did read up on it, and they were saying how that, you know, they were lying. They lied to get their children, especially it was the elite. You know the people. You know, a lot of, and especially what killed me is that they pointed out actresses, actors. They definitely had to do that.
I was born
point
with
them out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I said,
yeah,
they somebody was dropping. Yeah, somebody
yeah.
dropped a whole
and
roll of dimes.
Right, a whole sack of them. And, yeah. And that's the sad part about it. It's like wow. You really wanted to use your white privilege. Because you know that's all that was. It wasn't nobody, you know. I'm sure there's some,
you know what,
you know, black kids that.
Listen, to me, the only thing, listen, real talk, like I said, I still don't believe in that whole white privilege thing. The only thing that gives them some type of carte blanche is money. Because a lot of people see it as, like, that's the truth and the light. Like, that is their God. That is the control, is money. So their money basically says that, hey, we can do this and we can do that, and, you know, that's how it's going to go. My money is going to
mm-hmm.
dictate. You know, and my thing is no integrity. No integrity whatsoever. So your kid ain't smart. Or as smart as you would like your kid to be. So you pay for them to get into a college. You pay for them to pass or to have somebody doctor the test results. You pay. I even heard that there were some people that were fraudulently getting in on sports scholarships. And
yes, because they were taking pictures, the parents were taking pictures of them. They had somebody take pictures of them doing certain sports that their kids don't know how to do.
But
yes,
yeah, but I heard they were photoshopping the pitch. Yo, if this, how Chuck D said it, based how low can you go? Like, yo, you know, you're really proving how smart you're
right.
not. I'm not even going to say stupid. You're just proving to the world how smart you're not. Like,
right, exactly. Like,
there's kids out there that are busting their ass to get into college, getting studying day in and day out to get into certain colleges. And somebody just comes along with a checkbook and says, yo, here we go. And somebody says, oh, I'll take that. Now, somebody had the nerve to kind of compare it to affirmative action, you know, or talk about the whole affirmative action thing, like that's not fair. But what also isn't fair is the legacy. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this term, like legacy student, but let me give you the definition.
Yeah.
So legacy, yeah, legacy or preference or legacy admission is a preference given to an institution or organization to certain applicants on the basis of their family relationship to alumni of that institution, with college admissions being the field in which legacy preferences are most controversially used. So, basically, if your parent was an affluent with money and went to, let's say, Yale, you know, when it's time for you to go to college, they want to continue the legacy. So you get preference because of who your mother or father was that attended the school. Once again, you got all these kids out here busting their asses to get the grades, to make the grades, to take these tests. And you're trying to tell me somebody because, oh, well, you know, he's related to such and such. Oh, sure, let him in.
Yeah, of course. That ain't nothing to listen. That's not nothing surprising or nothing. No, I'm really not surprised by that, and there's nothing new about that. It really isn't. Like,
I'm sure. There's nothing surprising or nothing new about it, and it's not. But it's just the fact that now the situation is at hand. Some people got caught. People are being outed. You know, what does that mean for the students? What does that really mean for the students that are in school because of these positions? Are they going to get booted out? Are they going? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to get expelled?
I don't know what. Yeah, that's the thing. See, that's another thing, and that's the sad part about it. That, you know what? That's what's so sad. That, you know what? I put a quote up on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and you've seen it, where I said sometimes you got to do the wrong thing for the right reason.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. You're doing the wrong. They felt that they did the wrong thing for the right reason, or supposedly you could say the right reason. I guess they figured, oh, you know, I'm getting my kid into this college, and they can, you know, whatever it is, you falsified everything, you know, to get them in there. But, you know, as a parent, I guess I'm looking at it from both sides. I guess you look at it as a parent, like, you know, I want my kid to be, you know, my kid ain't maybe not that smart and may not be that good in this and good, but, you know, I want them to go to a good school. I'm just looking at it from both ends, a good school, and I want them to, you know, to prosper in life and whatever. But then, like I said, look at the result of that. Look at the karma that came behind it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, all right, I understand you may want best good for your kid. And then, you know, I was heard somewhere there were some students that didn't even know what their parents had done.
Right. That,
they
exactly.
Didn't know that,
you're right. Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, that has to really, now that's something else to, you know, even think about, because that's a blow to your ego. You
mm-hmm.
think that you're this. You think that you're at, but then all of a sudden you find out, wait a minute, I ain't as smart as I thought I was. No, you're not.
All right.
We just hooked it up. No, you ain't smart at all.
Right,
nah.
Exactly.
Nah, I've met peanuts.
Exactly. And then guess what? Now the people that you've been in class with, and just like you said, they the ones that's probably busting their ass and probably had to do all kinds of stuff, and their parents probably working six jobs just to keep them in there. Now they're looking at you all funny side.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's going on. Now they're looking at you all funny style, like, word? Your parents got you in the house, word? Okay, I'm gonna meet you after class. Yo, we take the test. Don't give them the answer no more. Guess what? His mother and father got all the answers. Let him get it from them.
Yeah, they bought them. They bought the answers.
They got all the damn answers.
Ever since this cat stepped in the office, the lesson to that is that you don't have to be smart or, you know, basically work your ass off. You don't have to have a great work ethic to, hey, get to the top. You don't have to be smart. Mm-hmm. You can lie. You can be a sexist. You can be a racist. You can be all that stuff and still become president of the United States.
Right. And I was also reading.
It's a moral decline. It's a moral decline. Uh-huh. Big time.
I was also reading that the mugshots, they were stating that they are not going to release the mugshots of the people.
Of course. But listen, why would they release the mugshots of the people to save them the embarrassment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they save Sandra Bland the embarrassment? Did they save Anton Sterling the embarrassment?
When I read that, I said the same thing. They wasn't worried about saving anybody else. Like, people of color, they don't care about our embarrassment. They don't care about ours.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm like, how do you sit there and say, oh, you know, we're not going to post their mugshots? The hell with you, man. But we kind of knew this. We kind of knew this because that's my problem. That's to a degree, that's my problem with the Negroes. That's my problem with the minorities, especially the Negroes. You keep getting slapped in the face. You keep getting spit on. You keep doing this. Other people are just doing whatever they want to do to you. But you want to jump wicked if I say something. So let the Neanderthal say something. You like, you so funny, balls. Oh, you's a liar.
Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie.
Is Weez thirsty? Does Weez need something to drink?
Weez thirsty.
Yo, well, I mean, look.
She only beat me 3 times a day.
Yo, I'm saying, like, this whole, listen, there's this coonish slavery mentality. The Stockholm syndrome, it's all... This is what it is, man. Like I said, you quick to say something to another Negro, but let the Neanderthal say something. You up to that? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this, that. And why do we keep allowing it? Why? Why do we keep allowing the double standard?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. So, like I said, you sit there and you pay for your kid to go to school. You're paying more than once. You're paying this, and then you're paying the tuition. So these kids are getting these degrees falsely. And I wonder, or they're getting these schools, they're getting these credits and all that stuff falsely. So I wonder what's going to be done about that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fraud, man. No matter how you look at it.
That's why they got a, man, I can't wait till they do the trial on this. But yeah, it's like I said, it's an embarrassment. You embarrass the kids, and once again, maybe the ones that didn't know, and then you got the ones that you read that the ones that didn't know about what's going on now. They got to be embarrassed. Walking around the school and people talking about them because you know what they thinking. You know, I'm in school. I've got here the honest way. I'm good. And then you find out your mother, aunt, or father bribed teachers to let you in there.
Yep. And what that does, like I said, if you're a person who has a work ethic, and then you know you're trying your best, and then your parents turn around and do something like that, it's a sharp blow. It's a serious blow. Because it makes you feel like, well, this is it. I did all that for this. Like, I don't understand. Maybe I'm not trying to understand. I can't, I really don't want to. I mean, it's sickening in itself. And that chick from the show Full House, her.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the paper one day, and she made it clear, like, I have money for bail. I don't mind. It's good. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but
I don't know either.
And you know what? My question is, how much deeper does the rabbit hole go? Like, what's next?
Right.
You know, everything is so, like, you know, you just turn around. Like, life has become this, like, this bad movie. So you're just waiting for the next moment for something to happen. You're waiting for something.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. For all this money, pay for your kids, go to school, kids out here busting their ass, starving, They should be ashamed of themselves, man. I mean, even though we know that they're not.
I said, imagine if that was somebody black that did that. Oh my God.
Well, mugshots would have been out. They would have went to the mama house.
Man.
They would have went to the doghouse. They went everywhere.
Gunshots.
Yeah.
It'd have been a riot.
Hell yeah.
You know, the other people, they'd have been thinking, oh my God.
Down with the Negroes. Down with the Negroes. They would have sent them back to Africa. It would have been all types of stuff going on, man. But see, that's the thing. You know, you have your scammers, you know, you have your cheaters, but then you have somebody that takes it to a whole nother level. Whole nother level. And I don't remember offhand what school it was, but one school received like I think $2.5 million and like you know, over the course of a certain amount of years. I'm just like, is your kid really worth all? I'm not saying, like, don't get me twisted. Don't get it wrong. I'm not saying your kid ain't worth it. But in all reality, you paying all that money for what? So somebody can fudge the record? So what, your kid can be what, like an astronaut or something like that? Really? Yeah, yo, it got to be like an astronaut or something, like going for engineering, you just paying their way through engineering school and everything. It has to be something. It has to be.
Yeah, astronaut. That's exactly what it is, astronaut.
Now, with the legacy students, I would like to see what's going to happen with that. Because, see, affirmative action, to those that don't know, basically affirmative action is to give a leg up to those that wouldn't normally, you know, get into school because of, you know, their beliefs. I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know. When I heard about it, I was just so astounded. I was like, "Come on, man, really?" And I'm looking and I'm hearing the numbers, and I'm like, "Really? You're paying to have your dumb kid be smart?" Okay.
Yeah, of course. Because remember, you got to realize something. I mean, we're not realizing. I know the problem. You have to think about it. Remember, they don't want to be replaced. Remember.
Replace. Listen. Go out and make some babies, and do some things.
Well, they can't. But they can't.
Nah,
it's not enough. They figure it's not enough. You're not doing that fast enough. So you know what? That's the way to do it. You know what? Let's forge some stuff. Let's get our kids out there because you know we don't want our kids to fall behind. Our kids to fall behind.
Do you hear that sound?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm just like it's just
it sounds
so. Yeah, I mean, you're right, and it breeds mistrust. And see, so now How do you know? See, if once you show that in the armor, then everything else comes to light. So my thing is this. All right. So you're trying to say that now there's been an exposed child scandal, people paying to put their kids in certain programs. So now how do you look at the same system that's cheating everybody when you need to go get things done? How does that happen? Like, officially, people can say what they want to say, but this is some real grimy shit right here. It's real grimy.
Well, they didn't think of it as being grimy when they were doing it.
Well, of course not. Well, of course not. Of course not.
I bet you they're thinking that with them million-dollar bonds.
Yeah, well, you know what? Remember, they got money, so it doesn't matter.
But they got money. Yeah, they got the money to pay it, and that's why they gave it to them. Yep.
Slap on the wrist. Record
will get
expunged.
And they're going to do a community service or something like that.
Yeah, of course. You know.
But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to do 100 shows. You're going to have to do 100 shows, and then you're going to, you know, instead of you getting paid, you're going to take that money and put it towards a charity that has to do with a college, because it's what you did.
Yeah.
That's what you did. You're going to make you give it to a black college, like, you know, Morehouse or something like that.
And they probably go through the damn roof. I'm not doing that for those niggas.
I'm not doing it. Why do I have to give my money to them?
Yeah, like I said, how do you trust the system now? How do you trust these people that do the SAT? How do you trust them? How do you trust any of these people at their word to say that, well, we graded the test correctly. How do I know you graded it correctly? How do I know somebody ain't slip you a G?
Now you
got to
have somebody to
proctor
the practice.
Yeah. Well, how can you even trust the proctor?
Because you got to get another
proctor.
They're all
dirty. They're all dirty. See, now, a floodgate could be open where people can really challenge things now. Maybe it's not such a bad thing. But now it may cause congestion in the forward thing. Because now those people who feel that they were wronged during the test or wronged for, you know, certain things, they can be like, I'm going to challenge the system because I believe I was robbed X, Y, and Z.
Yep, exactly.
And they have every right to do so.
Yep.
The integrity is like if there is none. There is none anymore. But that's a problem, Red. That's a problem. Because once again, you're asking people to trust you, but yet you do something like this. And then you turn a blind eye to it all. Nah.
It's a sad state of affairs we're living in now.
Very sad. Very
sad. But then that, just like you said, that makes it, just like you said, it's like you don't even have to have any skills, anything, and, you know, it's like you can get in just by paying somebody off to get you in to a certain, you know, certain school if you want to get a job. You know, that's just like when people get in jobs. It's like it's sad now that in order for you to get a job, you have to know somebody in order to get into that job. It's not based off of what you know or what you can do or whatever your skill, you can actually do the job. It's like, so-and-so, that's so-and-so's sister, cousin, brother, uncle, baby daddy, father, something. You know, put him on, but guess what? He may not even have no skills to do anything. He might not even be damn qualified for the job. And then he get on the job and F it up. But because that's a family member, you know what? Now, you know, that's family, or I know him, I put him on.
Once again, it just shows how smart they are not. Caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What's up? What's good?
Hey, What's up? What's up? What's up? It's the one and only.
Yo,
you know me. I have.
What's up, K-Dog?
What's
good? What's
up,
K-Dog? What's up, Big Red? Well,
that's
good. Wow. Listen, hey, on a Sunday night, what better way to spend a Sunday night than listen to the menu and hear us talk about this latest scandal that has been going on? Now, here's what's going on, people. Now, to my people, all I got to say is this. This has been going on for the longest. It has been going on for the longest. And now, somebody got caught. And the reason why they got caught is because somebody didn't get paid. I'm sure you'll agree with that.
I didn't even think about that. But you're right, you know. I didn't think about that either. Woo.
Somebody probably didn't get paid, and you know what? I'm gonna spill the beans. Oh yeah, you ain't giving me my money. You know how long this has been going on? You know how long the very rich have been paying these schools to allow their children to go into, and some of these children are not academically smart to get into these
academically
schools.
Or athletic.
Exactly. They know the top schools. Okay, everybody know the top schools of the land. You have Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And now all of a sudden this comes out. I'm like, yeah, somebody didn't get paid. So, of course, they're going to spill the beans. Of course, somebody's going to say, you know what? Oh, really? You mean to tell me I'm not getting any money? Fine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna blow up your whole spot. Yeah, this person's paid, this person paid, and this person paid. And you know what? The lies are all coming out. You're not going to hear the end of this. In fact,
I want to know who put it out there.
Please, that person, witness protection. That person is witness protection.
That person got pissed off. Somebody, you know, because how long has this been going on? We know about this. We know about these rich kids getting into these top schools, and wow, mom and dad donated money to the library. Mom and dad didn't just donate money to the library, they donated money to school administrators.
Exactly.
See the whole thing? So somebody came up a few dollars short, and they weren't happy about it. They're like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and spill the damn beans on everybody. This is serious. And you know what? It's a damn shame because there are a lot of kids out there who work their asses off to try to get into the best colleges, and the best colleges are giving them a hard time. In fact, some of these kids are, you know, when they graduate from schools, they don't get the top jobs right away. Some of these, you have people with master's degrees who have to take low-paying jobs because they can't get in. Because people are looking at work experience and all, and unfortunately, some of these kids don't have it.
That's crazy. But what killed me is the thing that, once again, I get it from a parent in the neighborhood because I'm, you know, a parent's point of view. I get that. But you're not teaching your child anything about, just like you said, about ethics, about doing something honest in your life, about, you know, actually working hard or, you know, just working towards a goal.
Yeah.
You're not teaching your kids anything like that. All you're teaching them is that, you know what, I'm a spoiled brat. I get what I want. My mother, father, whoever,
exactly.
The actor got money. And you know what? I can get what I want. And it's just like, come on. Now, you know, and what's the sad part about it? Not the kid may not even necessarily have that thinking, but the parent might have that thinking. And once again, like I said, you have a kid that's probably going there and has no idea what's going on, and then all of a sudden, now your parent is on the news, or your parent's getting arrested, or they done ran up in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Carrying your
mother's father out the house, and so, you know, it's crazy.
No, it is, because you know what, and there's going to be more to come. This is not the end of it. And you know what? I learned that Laurie Loughlin that she was fired from the Hallmark Network.
Oh, she was on the Hallmark Network and they just canned her?
Yeah, they just canned her because of this.
Well, what did she think was going to happen once they found out that everybody was just going to, all right, just chill out. You know, this will blow over soon, leave it alone. Nah, of course not.
This is not going to, listen, look, like I said, somebody had to spill the beans because how long has this been going on?
Right.
We've all known this has been going on. Look at all those rapes that have happened in the colleges, those quote-unquote college jocks. They got into these schools, and you're like, damn, man, wow, how the hell did this kid get inside the school? How did this
kid
get inside
the
school?
Well, see, that's the problem, like I said, going forward, what do you do about the integrity? There is no integrity now. What do you do?
What integrity is there? Because especially when you're sitting there, because you have billions and billions of dollars, yeah, you know, you're part of the millionaires club, and all of a sudden, you want your kids to go to the best schools? Oh, let me take a picture of my kid doing sports. Oh, here you go. And by the way, hey, Stanford University, you want to get into Stanford? Don't worry. Mommy and Daddy has a way for you to get inside Stanford. Hey, here's a quarter of $1 million. Here, enjoy yourself. Here. Could you put my kid in, please? Thank you. Or faking SAT scores. And look how many kids,
both black and white.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just got to cut across trade off. But all right, check this out, okay? I need you to be real with me on this one. Now, once again, how do you trust the system? Knowing that people have been bribed, people have been taking money to look the other way, people have been taking money to fudge scores and stuff like that. How do you go take an SAT test now, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, like somebody could be screwing with the numbers? How do you do that?
Right. You can't trust it. The trust is gone. You can't trust something like this. There's no trust because used to imagine your child is studying hard to take the SATs, to pass, to get a passing score. When all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, my kid didn't even get inside the school. My kid busted their butts trying to learn all of this. And meanwhile, a kid, because the kid is the product of millionaires, they're getting in, and my kid who works hard, who's very smart, can't get in. What is that?
Double standard,
like,
of course.
Exactly.
It's the double standard. But like I said, now you want these kids to come along, or people to come along and pay $10,000 a semester, and you got people just paying their whole way through the whole thing, not even having the work, not even know what it's like to have to sit down and cram for a test. They'll never know what it's like because they don't do it. They don't have to do
no,
it. Somebody's paying for it to get done.
And that's sad. You have some kids out there. I was watching the news the other day, and they had a girl who was talking about debt, about college debt. And this girl, and you know, she was, and yes, she was white. You know, I'm not going to bring in race, but, you know, just so you know, she was stuck with $66,000 in student loans. $66,000, that's a lot of money to pay those loans back. And she's looking at these millionaires like, wow, you mean to tell me you paid your way to get your kid an education, and meanwhile, I busted my butt to get an education, to graduate from the school, and I'm stuck with this. This is what I'm stuck with. And that's the problem. A lot of kids that went to college, and you know, the bottom line is this. You want your kids to get a better education, make them appreciate them getting a better education rather than sit there and say, damn, I should have never went to school. You understand? When you look at things like this, it's sad.
It's beyond sad. It's beyond sad. And like I said, it's fraud. Everybody's sitting back watching to see how this is play out, how it's going to play out, and what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm even interested to see how it's going to play out.
But you kind of can figure out how it's going to play out. I'm telling you, they're not going to do any hard. You know, it's not like they're going to do hard time. They're not going to really give them any. You know, they're not going to really do anything that bad to them.
Their reputation's already tarnished already.
Yeah.
Right, but once again, look at the world that we live in. Your reputation could be tarnished, but guess what? You're still be making that money some type of way. You're gonna be making some type of money, or people are gonna still want to have you on their show or something, because then they're going to be doing interviews. It's like,
right.
To me, it's just like, it's like a numbness. It's like, all right, that happened. Oh, they got busted. But you know what? They're still going to be able to prosper. It's prosper. Like, it's like, they're going to have a little embarrassment for a little while, for like maybe a 5 minutes or maybe a week or two. But otherwise than that, that's like publicity to them.
Exactly. It's easy
publicity to them.
And they're still gonna get work somewhere, even though some places will be, hey, I'm not trying to mess with this person.
Right, but then you're gonna get somebody that be like, hey, you know what? We can make a comedy skit or something out of what happened. Because they're doing it anyway. They do it all over the internet. They do it every day.
You know?
So it don't even matter.
Nah, none of it matters. No one cares anymore. That's why, like I said, it's people are just showing how smart they're not. And if anybody really seems to sit back and think that this is cool and this should be swept under the rug, you're an ass of a different color, because it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like now you really have to challenge. When you feel that your test scores are not right, you have to challenge it. When you see,
right.
Whatever paperwork or whatever they want you to do, they see something going on, you have to challenge it, because their integrity has either been compromised or they never had anything to begin with. Never had it. You got this smart kid or this chick or dude that came up and they worked their ass off, and they waiting to get accepted into social. Meanwhile, this butthole turns around and just gets in.
Right, mm-hmm. And he didn't even work, and he or she didn't even work hard to get in.
Nope.
But yet, once again, mom and dad gave money. Mom and dad gave a whole lot of money. So guess what? Here's $1 million. Here's $250,000. Now, better yet, here's millions and millions of dollars. Can my kid get in? Oh, sure, your child is welcome. Meanwhile, like I said, there are some kids out there that work very hard, and they're not getting in. They give them a tough time to get in.
Exactly. And I'm sure there's some, and like I said, it's just sad that we have to keep putting, like, color and race and everything. But I'm sure there's a whole lot of other ethnicities and class that, like I said, tried to get into them schools, was busting their behinds to get into them schools, and couldn't, or they're in there, and they, like I said, their parents was working two or three jobs, or the whole family had to get together or they're in there on a scholarship, and they got to try to keep that scholarship up in order to, keep going to school. And here your parent just had to do a bribe and say, hey, take this.
Your mom and dad. I don't criticize anybody, but the rich, you know, it's all about this. Hey, listen, yeah, I could get my kid inside that school. Here you go. And like you said, Big Red, a lot of these parents, they pay ultimate sacrifices to get these kids inside these schools. The amount of jobs they have to take, two or three jobs to pay the tuition,
mm-hmm.
kids with scholarships. And you know what? They have to keep those scholarships up, because if they don't keep those scholarships up, they're going to lose.
Yep.
They're going to
exactly.
lose.
That's why, like I said, the integrity has been compromised. People will slowly but surely lose their faith in the system, because the system is showing them that, listen, this is how we roll.
No, it doesn't work for them. It doesn't work. You know, people will lose faith in the system. I mean, why should I believe in something that's not working for me? My faith is going to be gone from that system. Like, damn, man, you know, this is bad.
Yeah, especially when the system is charging you all this money and is giving a pass to other people, but it's not giving a pass to you. So meanwhile, you got to bust your ass, work hard, you got to get these grades, but, you know, but the other people, don't worry about it. If you got money, we'll get you in. Without money, we'll get you that degree. You got some money.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And you know what's funny? When they get their degree, these kids get, you know what these kids, they get jobs because, you know why? Mommy and daddy's rich. Mommy and daddy got connections. And they just get inside the job, and you're like, wow.
And sometimes it's less than that. Listen, we all work somewhere
mm-hmm.
where we work with someone who is just
right.
like, you just turn around and be like, wait, how did you get this job?
Right.
Like, you shouldn't be here. Like, why are you here? Like, how did you get here? Who do you know? Oh, you know. Okay. No problem. This is what it's turned into. It's not about merit. It's not about hard work anymore.
It's who you
know. It's about who you know. Yeah. It's not about networking. It's about who you know, who you're willing to speak with, what you're willing to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
for a dollar.
Hey, maybe that's how this came out. Maybe somebody didn't, give up the goods.
Like I said, somebody didn't get paid. Somebody came. There was a few dollars short, and somebody was very upset and said, oh, okay, so you're a few dollars short, huh? All right. I'm going to spill the beans.
So let me ask the two of you. Big Red, go first. So do you think they'll will be hearing anything about students who take an SAT or, you know, put in for these colleges and rejected? Do you think there'll be some type of backlash and be like, yo, we need to challenge this? Like, I want, you know, the SAT thing restructured so this won't happen. Like, you really think there's some people that are going to be like, yo, I got cheated. I think I got cheated.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll happen. I think so. Yeah, I definitely think that's going to happen. Like I said, it always takes something. It always takes something to change up or switch up something or put new rules and stuff. And so that's what I said. It's like they're going to have a proctor to proctor the proctor. Like, that's how it's going to be. It's like now we got to have somebody watch them. And then we got to have somebody mm-hmm. watch the other person to watch them. It's like it's always going to be something. Like I said before, it's always, we got to put the blame on somebody or we got to put something out there in order to say, oh, well, we need tougher gun laws because look what's happening here. Or we need to build this wall because of look what they do. It's always something. So something could be put in place. So, yeah,
What do you think, K-Dog?
Oh, well, what I think is this, is that things are about to blow up. This is only the beginning. They're going to catch some more. There's going to be a whole lot more. And, you know, they're going to change the rules. Rules are going to be changed because of this. Because, you know what? It reflects on the school. And the schools, they don't want their reputation to suffer because of this.
Too late.
Too late for them.
Well,
there's
I don't know
gonna
what type
changes.
of control they're going to do it on this one. I don't know what type of damage control they
because
you know.
A lot of parents are going to be very upset about. A lot of parents, in fact, are very upset about
shit.
This. They are
upset,
you know, right?
What killed me is
upset.
The Photoshop pictures. That's what killed me.
Yeah,
the photo. How do you actually Photoshop your kid doing activities that they don't even know how to do?
Oh, very easy. Like I said. Slip them a check or slip them an envelope, do whatever. Hey, you got the money, you can do that. You got the money, you can do it and get away with it. Not anymore.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, somebody came up short. Somebody had to have come up a few dollars short. Like, wait a minute, where's all the money? Like, what the hell is going on here? Oh, really? All right, I got you. I'm blowing up your damn spot. Now I'm going to spill the beans. Hey, everybody, they paid their money for. That's when all of this comes out. And plus, the names of the people they dropped, names like Felicity Hoffman.
They named
Lori Loughlin. It's not. It's like, wow. When I saw the news, I said, wait a minute.
They even named, what's his name, William H. Mason.
Yeah, William H.
Right.
Yeah, he's her husband. They paid.
And that's
even,
they said he knew about it too, right?
Yeah, they're saying knew about it. They're dropping names. They're dropping all of their names. And it's not going to end. There's going to be more names that's coming up.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
Because if Lori Loughlin got fired from a Hallmark channel, and the Hallmark channel is a very, very family-oriented network, they
were
not happy about this.
They had to do it because it's fraud. That's
it
serious.
Is. Fraud
is serious. The feds is on their ass. They got to let you go. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Because what you just did was automatic fraud. That's a damn shame. How could you do this? Meanwhile, there's a bunch of families out there whose kids are trying their best to get into the best schools. They can't get in there. They have to work different.
They can't take enough space.
Right. The rich kids are taking up space, like, oh, because of who mommy and daddy knows. That's what it all comes down to. Oh, mommy and daddy. Yeah, mom and daddy's friends with this person. Oh, okay. It's who you, like I said, who you rub elbows with in the country clubs, in those societies, in all those places, you know, those exclusive places where the rich people go. And I'm not saying I hate on rich people. I'm not saying that. But this right here was a total wrong that was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was wrong. It's wrong. And it's a slap in the face to a lot of kids out there who are really working hard to get into the top schools. And meanwhile, you have kids in there getting in there by who their parents are. It's free for them to get in.
No sense. Yeah, it don't make no sense.
No, it doesn't. But nowadays, certain things just don't have to make sense anymore. It's not even about making sense. It's about making dollars.
Like I said, Brother B, Big Red, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's who you know. Like, oh, don't worry. Yeah, mom and dad. Oh, mom and dad is rich.
That's what it's about.
Meanwhile, your kid's still stupid. Your kid's still dumb.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's well known.
Yeah. It's sad, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, what can we do? Like I said, this goes to show you sometimes you just gotta challenge the system because you never know if it's cheating you or not. They say that you're cheating, but in all reality, who's the real cheater? You know, who's really getting over? Especially on people, once again, pay their hard earned. They work out, they go work hard. We don't sit in the office like a CEO and with a nice little view and, you know, get paid $5,000-$10,000 a month. No, we don't get that. We don't get that. And, you know, these people should be shamed on themselves. You're not proving anything except for how smart you're not. How smart you probably would never be. So, I mean, it is what it is. But on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Hopefully, Absolute Truth will probably be either on this topic or, you know, the New Zealand situation. You know, tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The Absolute Truth.
Yeah. Shout out to Black people in New Zealand.
Yeah, Hot Rod. You know, Kid Dog, Lady T. No doubt. Now, on that note, there's another one in the can. Big Red Brother B. Co-starring K-Dog. We're looking
hey,
out.
Man. Hey, dog. You're looking, bro.
And no doubt. Everybody, have a good week. And be safe. Peace out, man. Once again,
hey,
shout out.
Later, guys.
Later.
All right. Be easy. Peace.
Peace.